I think you coordinated or somehow participated in the organization of some kind of a fall neighborhood music event this past weekend. Is that true?
I did, yeah. I helped coordinate an event downtown. We actually have a festival site right downtown that's dedicated to all of our local events. And we, in coordination with the Vine Neighborhood Association, which is one of the like staple neighborhoods in town, like one of the more famous neighborhoods is the Vine Neighborhood. And they do an annual fundraiser. In the last couple of years, they've been doing an Oktoberfest-themed festival down at this local festival spot. So this year they came to me and asked me if I would like to book some bands in coordination with some other people that are also into the local music scene. And we compiled a list of all of our favorite bands in town, and we narrowed it down to about 15 bands over a two-day festival and basically celebrated our local community's talent and the beer. We've got Kalamazoo's actually number two in the nation for craft microbrew. And it's exploding. Just this past summer, nine different breweries opened up in Kalamazoo, in one town. The number of them have been popping up like incessantly over the last couple of years. And Grand Rapids got first this year, but I think we're going to beat them next year.
These are for microbreweries, right? Not full. I mean, because I think Wisconsin's going to win otherwise.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember visiting the PBR Mansion when I was in Milwaukee. Wisconsin definitely got some beers, but yeah, this is like a focus on microbrews from craft brewers who really take a passion for the kind of beer that they're brewing. Bell's Brewery is one of the world's most celebrated microbreweries, and that's right in Kalamazoo. They bring in tons of great music. They have a real focus on bringing, the community in to listen to not just local music, but they bring in really great national acts too.
When I think of beer and music, I think of polkas because
Oh,
of
yeah.
there was this Wisconsin background around here. Mind you, I'm a non-drinker, so I don't participate in that, but I get to see it all, and I've watched it all my life, being a lifelong resident of Wisconsin, except for my years in Africa. So anyway, that's part of the culture too. So it's beer and music, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's a real fun place to be, I'm not gonna lie.